And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
This week the podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sam's Club. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has got what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen, fully cooked shrimp, a fruit and cheese party tray, or an all-natural walnut hookup there too as well. So stop in and get big, humongous savings for your next get-together at Sam's Club. Good job. Changed it. It didn't actually say all-natural walnut hookup, but that's the way I said it.
Hooked up.
Hook up. You got the hook up, baby.
You want a holiday hook up?
Sam Club, get your holiday hook up.
What a crazy week. I don't even know where to begin on this podcast. We could talk, obviously, I'm sure we will talk a little bit about San Bernardino. We had an amazing week of guests on the show. Some cool highlight moments. Dan and Shay were in. They were awesome. They were really good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, mind-boggling good. They did a version of Thinking Out Loud that was sick. To me, it was better than the original. And, like, after the record label person goes, that sounded like a record. I'm like, yeah, it did sound good.
Well, partly because the way we run it.
Partly because we're great.
I'm going to go say that right now.
You are awesome.
Well, Dan and Shay, you're welcome.
Go ahead and take credit where credit is due.
Credit is due right here.
Man, by the way, I'm eating this yogurt, and I think my spoon is too big.
His spoon is too big. His spoon is too big.
That's another thing that came out this week.
Something that actually has been out for like 10 years.
Yeah, but man, you know.
I always thought you guys knew about that. I mean,
I've seen that before. I just never thought it was funny until suddenly it became funny.
It had a resurgence this week. If you're wondering what we're talking about, just Google "my spoon is too big" and you'll see what we're talking about. I'm a banana.
I watched that, and I thought
the whole thing.
No, just that scene. Uh-huh. Well, actually, all of them. I went, this is if Bubba made a cartoon, this is what it would be.
Exactly. That's why he loves it so much.
When that banana walks in, like there's just a spoon. My spoon is too big.
My spoon is too big.
And then a banana walks in. This is all really crude drawing.
Yep.
And the banana says, "I'm a banana.
I am a banana."
And that's all you need, man. It just ends.
And then that's the next. It goes to the next scene.
And I'm thinking that this is
this
so
is if Bubba made cartoons.
It's so Bubba.
I'll let people behind the scenes. There are those things sometimes in between songs on radio stations, and it used to be a lot more common. They'd try to have creative, what we call sweepers, creative little things that run between the songs.
Yeah.
And Bubba used to just write the weirdest stuff so that when we would have a meeting with our old bosses, Bubba would throw out five or six of the weirdest ideas just to see if one or two of them would stick.
It
would
just be quiet. And every once in a while, they would.
Every now and then, we would go for it.
But I also think that he was, like, wearing us down. Like, the first five were, like,
three just bizarre
ones.
And
then we're just hoping that he gives us anything kind of good.
I have a list of new ones that I've been writing. I've been writing a lot of good ones.
Do you have them with you now?
Yeah, give me a moment, and let me search through my phone on my Evernote app.
So
by the way,
great.
Evernote is the greatest app ever. If you write anything for work and you need to take notes, it's great because you get it on your phone. It works on your laptop, your iPad, your desktop computer, your Mac, anything, anywhere. So whatever I write is automatically saved to all of my devices everywhere, and that's cool.
So are you going to read these as the voice guy
in my radio voice?
Every radio guy or girl has a sweeper voice or voiceover guy voice.
This is your radio voice. Yeah.
What's yours? If you're going
to
say.
I mean, I've never done it. So, you know.
You have to.
You're listening to the Big D and Bubba Show. I'm really mimicking Dave, our guy, when I do it. So yeah. I don't really have a.
And it's really not the whole, you know, in a world. It's not that.
It's the way you read it. It's more of a, you know. You have to read kind of like this.
No, you don't.
You don't, but that's how a lot of people do it.
Man, I thought I had a bunch here. I mean, I do have some, but it's not the good ones. I had a file. Yeah.
Well, let me give you an idea. I'm making one up, but this is very Bubba-esque. All right, here we go. Song ends. Crackers are good. Croutons are better.
That's exactly what I would write. See, I know. That's actually really good. I might put that one down. That may pop up on the show one day.
That's going to happen.
And I love that. So crackers are good. Croutons are better.
And you have a crunch.
It's Big D and Bubba. See?
It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But like six people laugh because they're not sure if they're supposed to or not. And then there you go.
It's like when you're in school, you used to tell the joke that didn't have the punchline. Everyone was in on the joke except for one guy. Mm-hmm. And you say, like, hey, Patrick, have you heard the joke about the such-and-such? A guy walks in the bar and he goes, I don't want a beer. I want a, I want an acorn.
A banana.
And everyone laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's
great.
Laughing. And then the guy who's not in on it, he starts laughing, too, just because everyone else is.
I've got one.
All right, you get it?
Yeah, I found him. Right. Bigger, bolder, baconer. It's the world famous Big D and Bubba.
Like it.
See? Yeah,
that's Bacon. Bubba.
Bacon. Chubby chasers think we're hot. It's Big D and Bubba. See, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
I like that one.
Yeah. See. Dun, 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 dun. Here's a good one.
Enjoying the voice, by the way.
Thank you. That's my...
It's kind of like this.
Yeah, it's almost little, like a... It's almost piratey.
Kind of... It's like a pirate wrestler. He's kind of like this. When you come out here on this ring... You'll leave with a nub, matey.
Here's a good one. It's like it says work in progress. Maybe they'll get you. Maybe they won't. But not today. And it won't be here. Big D and Bubba.
So weird.
You don't like that one?
You're so weird.
I like that one.
Weird.
Here's another one. Tons of funds. It's the Big D and
Tons
Bubba
of
show.
Funds.
Yep, see, that funds makes that one.
I got this one, yeah. If pounds were pounds, we'd be rich in Great Britain. If pounds were pounds.
I can't help. I don't know if I'm laughing or if I'm just uncomfortably laughing because I'm supposed to. I really don't know.
This is how the meetings
this
would
go. This
is
how all the meetings would go back in the day.
What's
that's
the other one? I'm writing this one down. Bread is good, but croutons are both.
I'm not even telling you. Don't tell him, Patrick.
Oh, it's too late. I've already got it. Crackers got are good. It. Croutons are better.
Oh, good old Bubba.
You're gonna hear Dave, our announcer, do that one day.
How about this? How about
it'll be an inside joke for the people who listened to this podcast. You'll be listening to the radio show in a month, and you'll hear crackers are good, croutons are better.
How about this one? I'm gonna change
people
it.
People are gonna be like, "How about this show sponsored by the Crouton Foundation?"
How about this one? Small croutons are good, but fat crackers are better.
I like that one. I like that
That's
one.
That's even better. Yeah. Oh. You said fat crackers.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
I'm not sure we can get away with that, but we're going to do it. 100% sure.
Yes.
That one's going to get a couple of calls.
I was listening today.
Maybe I misunderstood.
I think Big D and Bubba referred to themselves as crackers, and I am offended.
Oh, well.
We could do wonky honkies.
No, do not say honky.
Honky donkin. And then have some really white guy go, hey, I resemble that.
Oh, those little drops.
Drops?
Drops? Oh, we have a couple new golds.
Yes, we do.
Isn't one of them, my spoon is too big? Didn't that make it into gold?
Yeah.
It did make it to the gold. I don't know if it's it is going to be, and I don't know if it's in there.
For those of you who are keeping track, you know what golds are. For those of you who are new to the podcast, golds are little moments in our day, usually things that go right over people's heads.
Oh, yeah.
But they make us giggle every time we hear it. Like 7-8 months from now, we're going to pull one of these out. It'll be real quiet in the room. A song will be playing. We'll have the volume down. And all of a sudden.
These are things we play to amuse each other. They never make it onto the air on the regular show.
It's just for us to make us giggle.
On the podcast a thing because we talked about them one time. But most people have no idea this stuff exists.
What's the first?
Melly.
Yeah, here we go. Melly.
Melly. Anne Murray.
Anne Marie.
Anne Melly.
Murray.
I'm so glad Claude is part of the show.
Claude
is a thing now.
How did that even start?
I don't know.
Because it started.
Oh, it was when you were calling her.
Yeah, I was calling her. This woman texted and said, "Hey, I want to be on the show. RSVP." What? What are you talking about?
She meant ASAP.
I don't know. CYA. Okay.
Okay.
And so,
R-L-M-O-P.
I called her on the air, and we had no idea.
No, and as the phone, right before we call, you said,
hey, Bubba.
You said, Bubba, your name is Claude.
Yeah. Pretend you're a guy named Claude, and you're in charge of screening the people who get on the air.
So I want you to think to yourself now, as you're listening to this podcast, you have a split second and a half to figure out the character of Claude, and I go into this French.
And you're French.
I turn into this French accent.
Je m'appelle Claude.
Melly.
Melly.
She was requesting Anne Murray, and I was going, Anne Melly?
It is so funny.
Melly.
And then she got so mad because we kept saying Melly.
Scream. And then she spells
it. Melly. M-A-U-R-Y. Anne Murray.
Anne Melly.
Anne Murray.
First of all, let's talk about the fact that she wanted us to play Anne Murray. Let's just stop for a second and go,
dude.
I couldn't tell you Anne Murray.
Maybe she's listening on the Canadian border and she's really into
Anne
Murray.
That's great. But still, it's not 1975.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, what's another gold?
Let's see.
My spoon is too big.
My spoon is too big. Definitely in
Did
there.
You put that in there yet?
My spoon is too big. My spoon is too big. My spoon is too big. I am a banana.
I almost don't know if that counts as gold because we actually play that one on the air.
It's from an animated short called Rejected, and it was a nominee for Best Oscar, believe it or not. And the animation is totally like the stuff
I want to know what beat
be.
That. I want to know what won.
Yeah, how can you beat
because
that?
Because now I think that should have won.
Let's see, what year was that? Rejected.
Should have won an Oscar.
There's a lot of people, like I have friends of mine who've won Grammys. And I'm like, how did you win a Grammy?
Well, it's like us. We have a CMA award.
And an ACM.
Best animated short that year. It did win.
It did win.
It did win. Yeah, Rejected. Bitter Films. Don Hertzfeldt.
Oh, my God. So that's an Academy Award winning film.
Yes.
That's a major award.
Somebody said it was a runner-up. No, it is legit. It won. It's sitting here. I'm looking on Wikipedia. It won an Academy Award.
Didn't that make you feel better?
For best animated short.
I do understand how we want to see them.
Now if somebody complains, we can go.
Now it makes total sense.
Somebody complains, we go, dude, that won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys won a CMA Award. I go, yeah, well, Rejected won Best Picture at the Academy Award.
We're basically just the human version of that cartoon.
We are the fat radio versions of I am a banana. That's us. Okay.
Heck, man. Look, I love, and you know, I do the little thing on Periscope where I'll pull out the banana and draw a face on it and I'll just talk to people. And I never thought about how it could have been possibly influenced by
Rejected. It's totally influenced, I think.
No, you know what's funny is I have been doing that for a long time just to friends and stuff since high school.
So you didn't realize the same little voice.
And I didn't, maybe they saw something somewhere and they saw it and they took it from me. I might be up for a Grammy here. A little share or something.
Grammy. You mean an Oscar?
I mean an Oscar. That's right. Could you imagine? Bubba, Oscar winner.
How about this? Bubba sues this guy because he stole I'm a banana voice.
You're right. You know, you could get a share of the $17 they made off of that movie.
You know, I'm not worried about it. I really am not. I just
Okay, we're joking, by the way.
Yes, by the way, in case you didn't know, we're all kidding.
I'm not exactly a litigious person, and I'm not accusing either. I just think it's funny we have bananas with faces on them, and they talk like this.
Jeez.
Hey, Big D.
Podcast is already hilarious.
So Zach started driving. He got his driver's permit.
That's crazy.
And I'm not joking. He was... We had both cars in the parking lot, in the driveway, rather. And Kathy had just brought him. Is that the word?
She brought him. Yeah.
From the DMV, and so he had his credentials and junk, and he drove her back home, and she's like, "We got to go out and celebrate. Go out to dinner tonight." This is Thursday night, and I'm like, "Yeah, let's do that." And so it's dark. We have both cars parked in the driveway, kind of at different angles.
Right.
And all he has to do is get in. We're getting in Kathy's car. All he has to do is back up a little turn, miss my Rover, and go out into the street.
Right. Yeah.
This close.
You're kidding me.
4 inches.
That close.
And how much space does he have?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like he had a whole lot of space, but he needed to go straight, but he kept turning the wheel.
Doesn't she have...
And about to clip the back of my car.
Doesn't she have a backup camera?
Yeah, but he's going to clip it on the front. Oh. He's going to clip the right quarter panel on the my left.
So he cut
back.
It. He cut it.
He I cut it. You. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
I was crazy.
Like, and I'm like, oh my I'll god. Tell you, 20 seconds into it, I'm going, no, stop.
I'll tell you, I had what was it? We talked about it. The Nissan Leaf I leased as a back and forth to work car a couple of years ago, and it had the best backup camera on the planet because it was that little 360 degree camera. So it looked like it was an overview, like the God view of your car. So you saw everything. Like if you were pulling into the garage, you knew exactly where you were, that kind of stuff.
Right.
That is going to make it so much easier for our kids. I mean, it was the easiest car in the world to parallel park because you knew exactly how close you were from the curb. And I mean, now cars are actually parking themselves now.
Right, and they're driving themselves. You know, yeah. I drove that, what's the electric car that I drove? The
Tesla?
Tesla. And it would stay in its own lane for a while. I think it's like after 4 or 5 minutes, it like, you know, says, hey, you know, you need to drive it.
Every once in a while it says, hey, just check in. Want to make sure you're awake.
If you don't touch the wheel after 5, it'll stay in the lanes, like, you know, interstate or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. And if you change lanes, it will see if there's a car coming up behind you and it'll let it go by and then turn, get into the lane and then center up. It'll stay a certain distance away from the car in front of it.
Now, I have a question. Whenever it's driving, will it stay in the right lane?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll stay in whatever lane you want it to stay in.
Right, but like if you're on the interstate, the freeway, and you're just driving, you're cruising, and you're one of those left lane drivers, will it automatically put you into the right lane? It needs to put you into the right lane.
No, well, but it will do this. If you are driving and you have hands free, the car's driving itself, and you don't touch the wheel or make any kind of adjustment on the pedal for 5 minutes, it will
start slowing you down.
It will move. It will turn the blinker on. Look for cars behind you.
It will not turn the blinker on.
Oh yeah, it'll get into the right lane. It will slow down and get onto the shoulder, slow itself down, and stop and turn itself off.
I, for one, welcome that. I'll be very honest with you. Do you know how nice that would be on a road trip? Because how many times on a road trip do you say, God, if I could just close my eyes for 30 seconds,
yep,
I would be good to go?
It's going to save. It'll probably save lives.
How many times whenever you're driving, you need that little 30 seconds, there's nowhere to pull over. If you could just close them for a second, and I'm not even talking sleep. I'm talking, you know, you just got to close them for a second because they hurt. And then you open it up and you feel better.
Yes.
But you can't do it because you're driving.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, now you can.
My uncle's got one of the cars. It doesn't go that in depth, but it's like it'll do the lane holding. And the speed-sensitive cruise control and all that kind of stuff. So it's got the radar in front, and you're driving, which, interestingly enough, doesn't work in rain. It turns it off. Oh. So if the situation is not all rain, but like if it's heavy, heavy, heavy rain, it'll turn it off and say, hey, sorry.
Well, you probably should be driving, hand-driving anyway.
Yeah, then, exactly. Well, that's the thing. But it's great because on a road trip, again, you have freedom to, you know, tweet and text your friends.
Yeah, get on Facebook. But that Tesla was sweet.
Was it the one with the insane mode or whatever it's called?
Ludicrous
mode.
0 to 60 in 2.6.
God.
I'm getting close to that point where...
You can go 0 to 60 in 2.6?
Where I'm going to have to talk about buying a car.
Well...
186,000 miles.
I'm the guy to talk to, dude. And I'll tell you.
I know you've bought, in the time I've owned this car, Bubba's bought 9 of them.
Bubba's. How many? in the time you think about it.
Okay, I bought my car in December in December of 2007 or November.
How many cars I've bought or how many cars have gone through my hands?
How many cars have gone through your hands since December since the end of 2007? So that's going to be 8 years I've had this car.
Let's see. Jeep. Hold on.
This is going to be great. I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear this.
D. Wait, over you, under D.
Go ahead, Bubba. You work it out. Okay. We're going to talk on
that. No. You guys go ahead and figure out your thing. Then
I'm
saying
more than seven. You want over under seven cars.
Oh, it's over. It's over seven. I'm thinking it's close to 10.
Say 10. I'm going to say 9.
Let me see here. No, 10 seems a lot. 10 seems like a lot. Because he had three Jeeps?
Yeah.
Three Jeeps.
Two trucks.
The Porsche.
In that amount of time. Hold on, wait. No. Wait, okay, so I'm going to start.
Oh, I'm already at 8, and I'm not him. So I can think of 8 cars.
If you can think of, then it's at least 10. So I'm going to say it's, are you going over or under 10?
Oh, I'm going to stay under 10. You
I'm
saying
go over
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going over 10.
All right, you got Bubba, the number? You figured it out yet?
Let's see. So we had the Expedition. Remember that?
Oh, no. God, I forgot.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
All right.
The Porsche.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I forgot two Porsches. I forgot
there's
the
two
other
Porsches.
That's what I was going to say. The Expedition, the Porsche, the Blue Jeep. Remember the Blue Jeep?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Porsche SUV. Then I went to the White Jeep.
White Jeep, yeah.
Five.
Then what did I get after the White Jeep?
Volvo?
No. The white pickup.
Pickup?
I mean the black pickup.
Black pickup. Black Jeep. White pickup.
Wait, black.
And don't forget the Leaf. That's 9. So now we're at 9 cars. Did we leave anything out?
Yeah, I feel like we're leaving something out.
No, it's not bad.
9?
No, that's 9?
Yeah, I think that's it.
9 cars in 8 years.
Oh, you win.
I win. Actually, I jokingly said Bubba's owned 9 cars since then, and I nailed that.
Wow. Yeah, man. I
do agree with you, dude.
My
I
brother,
feel like we're forgetting one.
I know. There's something that we're like...
Isn't that sad?
But see,
we just counted out 9 cars.
No, wait, does this count my wife's cars, too?
No, just
because
yours.
Because you've got, okay.
Hers, you've probably had
five. We had the van.
She has her. Well, she keeps hers longer than
we
do.
Yeah, she does. We had the van. We had the...
That Lincoln thing.
Yeah, which was cool, the MKT. It was like a limo.
The van, Lincoln.
The van, Lincoln. Van.
Back to another van.
Yeah, she's got 3.
Just 3.
Yeah, my brother, over Thanksgiving, you know, we were sitting there talking, and I went and I picked up that white pickup, and he's like, I said something about, you know, handing this down to my daughter whenever she starts to drive, and he started laughing. I said, what? He goes, I will give you $100 if you have this by the time she turns age to drive.
So and we're like, not the only ones who make fun of you for constantly buying new cars.
No, it's known. That black Jeep I had was the worst buying decision ever in my life.
Boy, that
Bubba
was a
loves
nasty.
Jeeps, but that one was not a good one.
It was, I've owned a bunch of Jeeps, and I've never had a single problem with them at all. Not a single problem. And then I bought this black Jeep used off this dude, and
he was a kid, wasn't he?
No, it was.
It was
a dealer.
But before that, was it a kid?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it was.
So I bought this Jeep, and it was beautiful. It was jacked up, the light bar. I mean, it was like I didn't have to do too much to it. It was perfect. So I ended up having to spend, on average, in bills in the shop. It had some electrical gremlins. I was averaging about $2,000 a month.
In maintenance.
Now, I had this thing since June, so think about how much that cost me on top of the cost of the vehicle.
Yep.
And
you had to get out of that.
I had to get out of it. There was no way. I mean, and I went to multiple shops, you name it, and it was insane. It was absolutely insane. Nobody could figure out what was wrong with it. As soon as they would fix one problem, it would drive great for 4 or 5 days, and then, look at me. I'm acting up again. That was worse.
Can I do a little bit of business here, even though we're in the middle of the podcast? So we're officially out of candles.
Are we really?
We're out of candles.
What? We sold them all out?
I've already got a new shipment ready to work on. Do we want to do 100, or do we want to work on more than that?
I'll just do 100.
100 again? Okay.
Wow, that's kind of sad.
Out of candles.
People love
candles. You can still order candles if you're listening to this, And you can pre-order now for the next scent. We're going to change the scent.
Okay.
And do 100 more.
What do you want the scent to be?
Wow. I don't know. I think it should be something sexy. People loved. Here's the thing. Again, we kind of talked about it on the show. The handmade candles. We signed the top of them and everything. And we said, buy these candles. And we never, nowhere in the description, Big D called us out the other day. He said, nowhere in the description does it say what it smells like. And it was the pipe scent that we were currently, when we put it up on the website, it was the pipe scent we had burning here in the studio. And it smells amazing. And people just loved it. And I want to say, go back with it. But at the same time, I think it should be something different. Make it, you know.
So we have a cinnamon vanilla scent.
I hate vanilla.
Cinnamon vanilla.
My wife loves vanilla. I hate vanilla.
I forgot, but there's two of them, and we're gonna, you know, blind taste test them and smell and decide which one.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you guys like. I mean, because
we have to all agree on it, though. Can we agree?
You can make anything. I mean,
because I don't want something burning in here that I don't like.
Yeah. You know?
I made one yesterday for Gunner's baseball program. They wanted something that smelled baseball-y, so I made a leather candle. It smells just like leather.
I have one in my car, in my truck, the white truck that I just got. I have a leather candle sitting in the cup holder with the top off of it, so it smells. As the day goes on and it heats up the interior, I get in, mm-hmm. It smells like a new car.
That's a really good way to doing that.
We should do leather for like the start of baseball season.
I don't want to do leather.
Leather's really
it's very polarizing.
Yes.
People either love it or hate it.
You tell people that's what it is, and it's only 100.
I don't think you're going to sell. I don't think you're selling.
I don't think the leather would be a big one.
It's kind of one of those things like, oh, that's cool, but are you going to really buy one? I don't know.
I love it. I think it's great for what I'm using it for in my car, but I don't think.
You know what I put in my car it is a residual smell thing, kind of like that.
Socks
is a cut up 2x4. I had a 2x4 and I cut it into three pieces.
So it smells like lumber in your car.
It smells like a new house. So great. I love that smell.
What you do is you paint part of it once a week. You go and you repaint a piece of it.
Hey, as a tester, what if I make a new house smell candle, like lumber? I bet that would smell pretty good.
Well, you know the one you made that smelled like a campfire.
Yeah.
I liked that one. It was like it was a campfire and some other smell. What was the other smell you had kind of mixed?
Campfire, I think it might have been leather. Campfire, and it was something similar, like pipe maybe or cigar.
I don't think it was pipe
humidor.
Or cigar. It was campfire and like some other scent, like maybe grass or something. And it smelled like you were sitting at a bonfire.
They do make dirt. There's a scent for dirt. Yeah. I don't know how well that would go. I bought a bunch of scents early on when I started making these, and I bought a bunch of dumb. I've got a moldy basement smell that I have yet to make a candle from because I go,
what are you going to use it for?
What am I doing? Why did I buy this?
Yeah.
And it smells just like a moldy. It just smells like a damp basement. I don't know how they do it.
What's the point?
I don't know. Like, why would you ever want?
I need this.
Because I think I was like, oh, that's because I was like on a kick of like really weird stuff, like canned corn.
Yeah,
and
you did the corn.
I did the yeah.
The corn wasn't bad. I like the corn.
So I don't know. I may kind of get back in. Right now, I'm in the holiday stuff.
What if we? Yeah, but the thing is, by the time you know,
it'll be all this done. It'll be past holidays.
Yeah. What's a January, February, wintry smell? That's what. Just go with a wintry thing.
Yeah,
because then they'll sell out, and then we'll change the scent again.
What's up? Like any we of want? Your, you know, right now
I've got pine.
Yeah,
I've got
let's
pine
not commit
here.
To something right now because I don't know what we've
all
already.
All right, I may do some testers this weekend.
Testers are good.
Make some little small votives things and just.
I get the labels are being printed now, so you can hand sign all of the labels again.
So, okay, cool. What else?
Man, I don't know.
Melly.
Melly. M-A-U-R-Y. Anne Murray.
Anne Melly.
Anne Marie.
Anne Melly.
Murray!
That's the best. She comes back at the end. Murray!
Go through to the gold, man. I feel like just kind of revisiting that a little bit. Just hit some.
Are you sure?
Okay, here's the game. You hit one, and Patrick and I have to say what it's from.
That's easy. But yeah, let's play that.
All right, here we go. Your husband cannot live with you?
No. Because I live between two schools.
Wait, nope. That one's so bad. That one's so bad.
That's so bad. Yeah, that I forget what we were talking about. That's like you. What do you mean you can't live between two?
You gotta play it now. Play it. Yeah, play Dee's reaction is what makes it.
Your husband cannot live with you.
No, because I live between two schools.
Oh my god!
You know,
it took you about 3 seconds for the whole thing to register.
Not that that's funny, but that, come on, guys.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
Here's another gold, one of my favorites.
I'm sorry.
I haven't heard from Brian in two months. When did all that go down with the cops and stuff?
2 months ago?
It's been a while.
It's been 2 months. I haven't heard anything.
Good. We wanted.
Let's see.
It's crazy stuff.
Going to jail now!
Going to jail now!
Oh, funny.
Oh, God.
By the way, I do want to say my life is complete now because I've got my kids hooked on Homestar. Homestar Runner, which is what that's from, is back on the internet. They're making new ones again after all these years. And we watch them together. I like get the little notification in my email. And so like I'll pick Frank up from school. And I'm like, hey, dude, new Homestar Runner. We can watch it when we get home. So we kind of get excited about it.
That's cool.
Homestar
Runner. Homestar Runner. I'm kind of a big deal around here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having withdrawals.
She's having withdrawals.
How did that make into gold?
I don't know.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know. Here's a good classic. It's perfect for the time.
Yes.
Merry Christmas!
Was that Mr. Charles?
No, I don't know.
Randy, I think was his
I don't
name?
Remember. He used to call and just shout at us. And
Hey,
Big Dan, Bubba!
Do you remember Mr. Charles?
Yes, I do. The guy, we met him at a broadcast, and he used to come out every so often to different places we would be out and just kind of wait around to get free T-shirts.
Yeah, and we were... He told us, like, he was off a little bit. Something wasn't right. But he was a great guy, good heart. And he just made us laugh. And
how about Mr. Herb? Remember Mr. Herb? Yeah.
Mr. Herb was
Mr.
awesome.
Mr. Herb's been gone for probably 10 years now. But, man, Mr. Herb used to call us all the time.
Do you have any Mr. Herb stuff?
Dude.
You have.
You know,
oh,
what's
I know
funny
you have
is I literally just pulled up Mr. Herb.
I have not heard Mr. Herb's voice in, I bet, a
habba,
decade.
Habba, 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 Big D and Baba.
Now,
talk like that.
I don't know what this is. It's labeled as Mr. Herb part from National Hug Neighbor. I don't know what that means, so
you
here we
what?
Go. We're just going to play it. Mr. Herb used to call us, and he was a lonely old man, and he was amazing.
Hey, habba, habba, habba.
Hey, Mr. Herb, can you hug somebody for us?
Yeah, I'm going to hug my little guy.
His puppy. Dog, yeah.
That didn't sound right. What now?
I wish I had somebody to hug.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You're talking about your dog, right?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is your little guy?
Yeah, my little guy is my dog, little buddy.
What kind of dog is he? I mean,
Yorkie.
A Yorkie. All right.
Yep.
Cool.
Why don't you give your dog a hug there, man?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you guys, I'm not kidding your job, but you guys make my day.
Well, thank you, Mr. Herb.
Thank you, man. Did you give the dog a hug yet?
No, he always lays by my feet when I'm at the table drinking my coffee.
Oh. Well, why don't you take your shoe off and kind of give him a foot massage?
A little squeeze, you know.
you guys keep up the good work, and we love you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Herb.
Bye-bye.
Take care, man.
Bless
bye-bye.
Mr. Herb.
Man.
We're looking for somebody.
He passed away, and I remember we've got several, I don't call
clips.
Them characters, but friends of the show. And
yeah.
And they would call in. And
like Frankie Ray.
Frankie Ray, yeah, Mr. Herb. Granny Dot, who passed away. Remember Granny Dot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you don't realize how, like, for Mr. Herb, like, man, he was hurting, man. I mean, he was lonely. He was a widower, wasn't he? And his wife had died. Yeah.
Hold on, my wife's calling. Then you can go into this thing. Hey, Stacy.
Yes.
We're taping the podcast right now. Can I call you right back?
Oh.
Or is this something you can ask right now?
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Uh huh.
I mean, because everybody's listening. If you want to ask,
hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Oh no. Hey, everybody.
Okay. All right.
Love you later.
I will. Love you. Bye.
Hey, honey, what's going on? Yeah, I didn't want to say anything on the air, but...
The house just burned down.
I'm pregnant.
She can't be.
No, yes, she can.
Well...
she can. I can't.
Yeah, you... and there's the rub.
I had the snip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by the way, so
you were talking about
Mr.
Herb.
Yeah, Mr. Herb. Yeah, he...
Granny Dot.
There's a lot of those folks that would call and you can tell. I mean, we're like their friend, you know?
Yeah.
Mr. Herb was... He was really lonely, but we would spend. I know we kind of rushed along there on that phone call. I don't want you to think that's
the stuff you wouldn't hear on the
air. No, and that day, because he told us he didn't have anybody to hug. I think that's the day, one of the times we went over to his house, because I remember several times we would go over to Mr. Herb's house.
Yep.
Remember, he had an old record player and these dusty old records. He'd sit there and he was so proud.
All the old
us those. It was great.
So, anyway. That's funny, man. You know, we're all going to die, man. It's going to be gone. And who did you impact, you know? And we never know all the people that we impact. You know, it's kind of a one-way feed a lot of times. Most people don't reach out and call us or anything like that. And hopefully, you know, we can have some fun and laughter or make you think about something or hear about our lives or whatever and move on.
We got deep all of a sudden. Oh, thank you. Thank you,
There's
Bubba.
Somebody you impacted,
what was that, Brian?
Big D?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, as long as you're sorry.
Brian, can we... Brian?
I'm sorry.
Let's be friends. You wanna? Brian, No, I don't want to be friends, Brian. Let's be friends. You wanna? No. Stop sending me pictures of your naughty pieces. I'm sorry. Click.
Yeah. I'm so glad this took a dark turn.
It was really nice. So the whole thing, the whole thing about, you know, making friends and all that was great.
Yeah, and then
Mr. Herb and Mr. Charles. By the way, I found out later that Mr. Charles, we used to laugh and stuff, and then somebody told us that he got hit in the head
with a can of corned beef. Yeah, I remember that.
Somebody was making fun of him. They threw a can of corned beef at him, hit him in the back of the head, and.
That changed everything.
I got another one.
Big John.
Getting Big John? Dude, if you get
Big
John.
I know we have Big John. Now, Big John was about 6'7", 6'8". He was enormous.
He had to weigh 400 pounds.
He weighed about 400 pounds.
But he wasn't fat.
Not like a fat 400 pounds.
It was like,
he's literally Lenny from Of Mice and Men. He was
totally Lenny.
Like living, breathing Lenny from Of Mice and Men. That was Big John.
He was mentally
I don't have Big John clips.
We have some Big John clips. There's got to be something.
No, it's not. Well, let me look. I just don't see it. I mean,
see if you can find it over
this
here.
This is stuff from back in the old company, and a lot of stuff didn't make the transition.
See if you can find some, Patrick. You had to do it over here. Do it on my side.
And then just put it on my little page, too.
Go around. Take your headphones off. Okay, or that. Okay.
I'll take my headphones off. I'll just run a little thing over.
Yeah, Big John had mentally, he was about at probably a third grade. 13. Oh, I don't, 13.
Eight.
No,
but
no.
I would
say
car.
Eight.
Yeah, he could drive
a car. Drive a car, and he took care of his mom, who was she was really old.
She was like 92, 93 years old.
Yeah.
And this is back in the day.
And
he was the sweetest human being that we ever met. I mean,
I don't have any.
By far, he seemed to be like the kindest, gentlest person ever. But you knew that if you
remember
ticked
that time
him
we
off,
got that new truck and then somebody hit it.
Oh yeah, no, they egged it. They threw eggs at it.
That's it. That's it.
And he was just so you could see.
Oh, he would call. He was like, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to kill someone. If he finds them, he's gonna like rip their head off.
Yeah.
Remember the time we got him? He had to give up his subscription to Outdoor World or Field
Sports
and
Stream. What?
Yeah, it was some kind of hunting magazine.
Oh. It was Outdoor. So, it was Outdoor Life or something.
And we got it. We got it for him.
Yeah.
And he like started crying and getting all.
That was a Christmas thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was around Christmas. We don't have it. We don't have any of it.
There's a lot of that stuff that didn't make the jump from the old building to this building.
And there was another time, probably 10 years ago, that there was a file system problem. We lost some really old audio. It looks like we've lost a lot of the really, really old stuff.
Yeah.
Which is probably for the better.
Which is for the because most of that stuff from 15 years ago, we don't really
want to
play.
Back 15 years ago, I was talking like this all the time.
Remember that?
Yeah, good stuff.
I heard a little bit of it. Yeah, next year, man, we celebrate 20 years, Bob. 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Next
December 16th, 2016 will be 20 years. OMG, dude.
Yep.
Wow.
I want to get you something for our anniversary.
What is the 20th?
Silver?
No, silver is 25. Yeah. Bubba, look that up. What's the 20th anniversary?
Oh, here it is. A 20th anniversary gift is a car. I think there's a whole list of all the anniversary stuff.
It's platinum, I think.
Yeah, like the first year is paper. Second year is cardboard. I don't really know. Third year is
indestructible plastic. Yeah. Plastic from kids' toys.
Man. It is. I think it is platinum.
20th? No, platinum is...
Oh, 75th is platinum.
Diamond is 60. Okay,
first paper, cotton, leather, silk, fruit, and flowers for the 4th. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Wood for the 5th, iron, sugar for the 6th. Are you kidding me? What year was this list made? I'm going to give you some sugar.
Well, it's the 6th year. We need some sugar.
7th is wool or copper. Wool or copper. 8th is bronze and salt. 9th anniversary, pottery and copper. Mm-hmm. Copper coming back, I guess. It's a big deal. The 10th is 10 for 10. Get it?
Yeah. Uh-huh, like aluminum. 10. That's nice.
Then you got steel for 11th. 12th is silk. Lace for 13. Dang it, I'm so ticked that I missed that one. I would have gotten you something frilly. 14th, ivory. Crystal china is the 15th. 20th is China. So, Big D, for our 20th anniversary, I will give you...
He's going to get you a Star Wars place set. One of those Franklin Mint.
No, he's going to make a nation joke.
I was going to give him the whole country. China is yours. Congratulations. It will be.
We will have lunch on that day. We will go to a buffet.
I'll just give you Beijing. How's that?
I'm going to bring in a stripper, and her name is China. She's going to come in and be like, bye. Bubba, I hear it's your anniversary.
He's going to come in.
Yeah. He's going to...
Oh, remember I did that?
We did that for your birthday one time. Yeah, he had a male dude show stripper. Up.
Oh, my God.
God, it's the most uncomfortable thing
smell.
Ever. This guy
that smelly hat on. What was that?
I don't know.
Oil
it was
stripper oil.
Stripper oil.
Male stripper oil. So this is way back before, like, Magic Mike was a thing.
The thing is, really, I always
dressed
remember.
Dressed as a cowboy.
He was dressed like he had a little... thing over his mouth, you know, like a bandit. Yeah. And I'm blindfolded and I take off the blindfold. And you guys, what were you playing?
It was like I'm sexy and I know it, or something like that.
They're like, and anyway, he does his little whatever dance or whatever gross thing y'all paid him $100 to do. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And he gets on the microphone. And I go, man, that's gross. And he goes, oh, I'm way grossed out more than you are.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Yeah, I guess
but that's
not.
Okay, because you can listen to the regular show
on
the radio every day.
That's radio.
It was the podcast.